Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Tom Asacker's here. Tom's a great member of our Brain Trust. More than 15 years he's been hanging out with us. He's the author of a number of books, including The Business of Belief, and that's one of, golly, I don't know, half a dozen, six or eight, nine or ten different books he sold, which have sold something under a billion copies across the galaxy. He's one of the guys that makes us think. Tom Asacker, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Great to be here.
It's good to have you back. He's a brand strategist. He's a speaker, a philosopher, a futurist, and someone who thinks we should get in touch with our customer. You know, last few decades, Tom, you and I as guys have been encouraged to get in touch with our feelings, right? And you're saying we should get in touch with our customers' feelings.
Yeah, I'm saying more than that.
All right.
Not only should we get in touch with those feelings, we need to understand that people's perceptions and feelings drive all of their decisions, not their rational thinking brain the way we believe it does.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we started leading everything that we did by focusing and appealing to those feelings, taking a feelings first position with everything, you know, with your website, with your PR, with your email, signage, as a leader,
mm-hmm.
not arguments, not evidence, not information, feelings.
Right.
And it's hard.
What would be an example of identifying feelings? What would it look like? Or what would it sound like? What would it smell like? What would it feel like?
Well, listen. It sounds so darn simple, and it just blows my mind how people don't get this. I'll give you a perfect example. So I had two experiences yesterday, and they were so far off, on the spectrum of feeling that it just blew my mind. So the first one was I broke a tooth. So I had to go to the dentist. And I'm in the chair, and he looks at it, and he says, well, at least you didn't hit the root. You don't have need a root canal. I said, oh, that's great. He says, but you're going to need a crown. And I said, oh, that's lovely. And he says, oh, but the good news is we can do the crown right in the office. We don't have to send it out, have it done, have you come back, all
mm-hmm.
that. So I said, okay, that's great. So, Jim, the first crown he makes, which took an hour and a half, as he's putting it in, he tells me to bite down, and it breaks, and he says to me, you bit down too hard.
Huh.
So now I've been down there an hour and a half.
Now it's your fault.
Right, so that's my fault. So now I sit another hour and a half, finally get this thing put in. He says, okay, thanks, have a great day. I walk out to the reception desk where I now have to pay. Now, I had a guy working on my house for about a month, doing all kinds of carpentry and all that, and the bill came to like $600.
Right.
And this tooth cost me over $1,400.
Wow.
Okay? So I look at the woman, I'm shaking my head, and she says, well, if you pay cash, we can take 5% off. So I said, okay, I gave her my health debit card.
Right.
My HSA debit card. And I said, here you go. She said, that's not cash. I said, oh yeah, it is. I said, as a matter of fact, it's better than a check because it doesn't have to clear. It's going to come right out of my account.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. That's not cash.
I'll be darned.
I'm going to have to talk to the doctor. So now I've been there 3 hours and I got to hang around for another half hour or whatever it felt like hours again. So forget all that. Now, later in the day, I see that my tire's almost flat. Like, oh man, I got a nail in my tire. I drive up to the dealership and I say, look, something's wrong with my tire. Plus, I guess I need an oil change while I'm here. And the guy's going, oh, all right, Tom, let's take a look at it. And how are you doing? I said, not too good. You know, I've been in the dentist for almost 3.5 hours, blah, 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 blah. So I sit in this chair. They come back later, and he says to me, Tom, we looked at these tires. You're going to need tires. I said, yeah, I know. I'm procrastinating. He said, okay. I said, can you just fix the tire and don't kill me on the price on this, please. He says, okay. Anyway, Jim, he finally comes back later, and he hands me the invoice for the oil change and for the tire repair, and he charges me nothing. And he says, here, maybe this will make your day a little better.
Have a
good day.
Wow.
All right? So two examples. One, mm-hmm. I spent $1,400 for a tooth, and they fight
and she wouldn't even take your money in a legitimate way.
Okay, and I get an email from them today, one of those form emails where you do a survey on your customer experience. I deleted it.
Yeah.
I'm not helping them.
Yeah.
Now, the guy with the car, I need four tires. I wasn't going to go to him. I was going to go someplace
else. Now you're not going anywhere else.
No, now I'm going to him.
All because he opened his eyes and noticed you.
That's the point.
He just noticed
you. That is the point. This is what's going on. And
this is what gets me when I go to... When I go to be waited on in a retail setting somewhere, and the people don't even look at me, I could be bleeding from my ears, and they wouldn't know it.
Yeah.
I could be having a heart attack, and unless I hit the floor, they wouldn't. I'm serious. I went in a place the other day, and these two employees were talking. One waited on me, and they never stopped looking at each other and talking to each other while one of them waited on me.
I know.
They still don't know they still don't know what I look like.
Hey.
But that's beyond feelings, but I take your point. You know, customers are human beings. And with all the technology, I'm going to come back to what Nesbitt told us, John Nesbitt, 35 years ago in his book Megatrends. He said the more high tech we have, the more mobile connections we have, the more social media we have, the more Facebook, Twitter, whatever we have, the more of that we have, the more high touch, all that high tech, the more high tech we have, the more high touch we will want. Folks,
listen, Jim, the more high tech we have, the less high touch we're getting.
Well, that's right. But my point is, people want more. We're not getting as much as we were getting, but we actually want more. Folks, it's the truth.
Yeah.
You need to believe it. That was his comment 35 years ago, and it's become a prophecy. 20 after the hour. Right back with our good friend Tommy Secker. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.